It's that time of the afternoon when we answer your questions about coronavirus at 417. Send us those questions on Facebook and Twitter. Use the hashtag KNXCoronaQuestions or send us an email, coronaquestions@knx1070.com. With us today, Dr. Michael Hirsch, Center for Integrative Medicine in Tarzana.
Dr. Hirsch, thank you so much for joining us. For the fourth time this week, LA County today reported more than 2,000 new coronavirus cases. Yesterday was the single highest one-day total of new cases in the state since the pandemic began. Is it time to reverse course and start shutting things down again, or should we just keep trudging forward?
Well, that's a really important question. And I think when you look at cases, you also have to think about what happened over the last 3 to 4 weeks, as well as what kind of testing increases we're doing. Because when you test more people, of course, you're going to find more cases, because many people, up to 60%, as we know, have no symptoms whatsoever. They don't even know that they should be tested. And 3 to 4 weeks ago, we had protests. We had a lot of people who weren't social distancing, a lot of potential spread for the virus, and I think we're seeing that bump up now. The key thing to watch, however, as I've always said, is the number of people who are hospitalized and the number of people who are dying. And fortunately, in California, that has remained perfectly flat since about mid-April. And in L.A. County, same. You know, we've been under 50 deaths per day for the last at least 6 weeks for the most part. And if we don't see a rise in deaths, we don't see a rise in hospitalizations, hopefully we're going to be just fine.
So Dr. Fauci was on Capitol Hill saying he thinks the next few weeks are key in terms of what you were just saying. You know, you got to watch the hospitalization rates. You got to watch the rate of spread. There are more of us out. So I think I asked all our experts last week, except you. So I want to get you with this one. Take me through how you are out in the world right now, moving about. What are you doing and what are you still not doing?
Well, I don't go anywhere there are crowds. I only go to places with inside places that have adequate ventilation, where the outside air quality and the inside air quality from a viral standpoint is nearly identical. Places that have air scrubbers, places like grocery stores with large high ceilings and a lot of very powerful HVAC, you know, the air conditioning and heating systems that are moving air. So if I'm standing in an indoor location with my hands spread out and I can feel the air moving through my fingers and on my face, then that's a place that I feel safe to go into. If you have a place that's smaller and the air is stagnant and you're not doing social distancing or there's too many people there, that's where the risk goes up.
Now, doctor, with hospitalizations down and deaths down, does it necessarily mean COVID-19 is losing strength? What's going on with those numbers?
Well, I tell you, I'm not seeing it lose any strength. The patients that I'm seeing every day with COVID are still pretty sick and miserable. As we know, that's a very small percentage of the population, but those who are getting sick still get hit, you know, pretty hard. If you're asymptomatic, no issues, a mild case, those are not the ones who come to see me. It's the people who have trouble breathing, have high fevers, and are really not doing well.
Are your patients younger? Because the trends are that more 20 and 30-year-olds are picking this up, because as we expect, more of them are moving around first.
I'm not seeing a lot of younger people who are sick. There are some, but most of them are, you know, 40-plus, you know, 70s, 60s. The 80-year-olds who I'm seeing are really just for routine follow-ups. They have done an amazing job at keeping themselves isolated here in Los Angeles, and I think the reason we're seeing deaths on the decline is that those folks have been very careful. The wagons have been circled around them by their families. And if they don't get to the virus, chances are they're going to survive this just fine.
All right. So let's talk about, for the fourth time this week, a listener writes that she has medical conditions that put her at risk. Her husband is 60 and works in construction. She wonders if it's safe for them to be intimate. This is an interesting question.
And important, right? Because this is going to go on for a while. This is not an epidemic that's going to end next month. Based on the numbers that we're seeing and the increase in cases, this is going to be a problem for many months, certainly through the end of the year. If it's anything like the previous, you know, flu pandemics of 68 and 57, it can go on for 2 years. So deciding whether or not to be intimate with your partner is an important question, because the 2 years is a long dry spell. If you're living with somebody, you are already somewhat at risk. And if that person is going out doing their construction job and coming home, best thing, leave the shoes at the door, change the clothes, wash the hands, Take a shower, wash any, you know, chance of contamination off of you, and then I think, you know, the two of you decide to move forward. I certainly think it's safe, and remember that you just don't have to be a victim waiting to get your ticket punched. You can harden yourself as a target by changing your lifestyle, dropping the sugar, dropping some pounds if you're overweight, improving your diet. Those things make a difference. I see it every day in my practice.
Let's talk about that for a second, because I want to see how you can spot a fad, because here's the problem. You can type any herb or supplement into Google that you've picked up on social media and then type right next to it coronavirus, mm-hmm. and you'll find some article saying, yes, this is great for immunity, buy a 10-pack right now. So how do you spot something that is just a new marketing technique for all of us?
The only herbs that I recommend are the ones that grandma recommends, because that is not a fad. Grandma knows, her mother taught her, etc. These are really kitchen cures that everybody has in their kitchen right now. Rosemary, garlic, onion, those are very powerful natural antiviral therapies that I use myself on a regular basis. We know that we talked about ginger last week, also very powerful. These are things that have been around, and by incorporating them into your cooking, by taking them as supplements, something that, you know, you've heard of before, it's not new to you, it's not a new scientific long name that you can't pronounce, those are where you got to be careful. You're absolutely right. On the Internet is filled with misinformation and false promises. But the old stuff works, and countries like Greece have proven it, because they have had a near zero rate of infection compared to the U.S. Maybe 200 people have died in Greece. And what do they use? Olive oil, garlic, onions, rosemary, thyme, all of these natural antibiotics that are good for all of us.
So the superfood, is that not a thing? I mean, are we still discovering new berries and then just selling them, saying, hey, here's a new berry, you should try it?
Yes, because, you know, on every continent, there's a superfood. America has its blueberries, acai berry from South America, goji berries from Asia. We are blessed wherever humans have found themselves to have Mother Nature give us a medicine cabinet that we can use to keep ourselves healthy and safe. And so sharing that across countries and continents is a great idea, but you're right. The goji berry in Asia is no more special to them than the blueberry is to us.
Okay, is there something about taking too much of a good thing, like garlic? I've been eyeing garlic, just taking raw garlic for a long time now. Exactly. So is it something about taking too much of something?
Well, Mike has asked me to have you reduce your garlic.
So, you got my message.
Yeah. Yes, you can take too much of a good thing, but it's hard. Your stomach will tell you. In 2017, the number of people who died taking herbs in this country was zero. So it is a very safe thing to take, and if your stomach hurts, you've done too much, or if people push away from you, maybe it's time to tone it down.
All right. Dr. Michael Hurt, Center for Integrative Medicine, Tarzana, thanks so much.
Thank you.